The snow and wind from the weekend's winter storm knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of Bay State residents. But while much of the state has had their electricity restored, residents in some areas are still waiting. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency reported that 116,000 were still without power, including 93,000 NSTAR customers and 23,000 served by National Grid. Spokesman for National Grid, Fred Keebler, said that although the utility has restored power to over 90% of its customers, restoration work is now being focused on the South Shore. Keebler said that the wind and snow hindered access to many sites, but also damaged transmission lines, which are keeping some without power.
Whenever you have damage to transmission lines, that takes out a large number of customers. And even on the distribution lines, the ones that go into neighborhoods and the smaller areas into the towns, repairing those doesn't do any good until we have the transmission lines or substations brought back online.
On Friday, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick instituted a statewide travel ban for all roads within the Commonwealth. Massachusetts Department of Transportation spokesman Mike Versekis said that the ban helped keep roads clear for 3,600 pieces of MassDOT snow removal equipment, as well as plow trucks for municipalities.
The travel ban was effective in terms of sending the message to people to, you know, to steer clear of the plow trucks, both ours, but also cities and towns trying to get out the roads and trying to keep up with the storm first of all, but then to, you know, kind of keep the momentum going and, you know, ensure that things were clearing up as fast as they could.
Fred Keebler of National Grid said that the travel ban was critical for helping utility workers reach important access points.
But once getting in there, you know, it's still a lot of removal of debris or trees, specifically around downed power lines or damaged power lines, and then being able to get in and do the work with the proper equipment and the crews.
The Western Massachusetts Electric Company, owned by Northeast Utilities, is sending crews from the western portion of the state to its sister company, NSTAR. WMECO Vice President Bob Coates spoke to WAMC from the Northeast Utilities Command Center in Dartmouth.
And we mobilized 150 employees to come out to the eastern part of Massachusetts to support the restoration on early Saturday morning. It's a bit of a difficult travel to get down here, obviously on Saturday morning, but we got down here around midday, and we're working out of the New Bedford Service Center for NSTAR, part of the Northeast Utility System.
While state offices reopened today, many school districts across the Commonwealth are closed or had delayed openings this morning due to inclement weather, including freezing rain, that affected much of the WAMC listening area in Massachusetts. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is also touring some of the hardest hit areas today to meet with local officials in towns including Marshfield and South Yarmouth. The state of Vermont also assisted Massachusetts with storm recovery by providing crews to clear snow after a request in compliance with the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.